Please welcome Honey French.
I've been on 4 cruises, and the first one was a really nice cruise line called Sitmar, and it kind of sets you up to a certain level, and some other cruise lines would be a disappointment. But to show you the difference between the 4 cruises, the first one, I was newly divorced, and I'd saved my money. I was a single mother with 2 young, they were junior high school age, and I arranged for babysitting and everything. And this was something I was really looking forward to. But I didn't want to be one of those people that after you had this wonderful 12 days, then you're crashed and you're disappointed and you're depressed. So I knew, I just made up my mind it was going to be a fun 12 days and I was going to go back to the normal humdrum, but interesting life, but not luxurious like the cruise would be. So on the first cruise, I danced a lot, I swam a lot, and I wasn't a Christian then, I had a lot of sex. And the church I went to wasn't anything like anything you described now, but it's totally different. But anyway, then I thought the new morality was great for my lifestyle. And I had so much fun, and I didn't sleep hardly at all. And to show you how little bit of sleep I had, my boyfriend met me in Los Angeles to drive me back to Sacramento, but we were going to spend some time at Disneyland. And if you know Disneyland, and it's a small world, it's so happy and wonderful and fun. And I was so exhausted, I actually fell asleep at the, it's a small world, that's how tired I was. And that's how much fun the cruise was. And then years later, my second cruise was going to be a conference. And I kind of really didn't want to go to a conference on a cruise because it's too distracting. Because I know how cruises are with all the excursions. And sure enough, I was right. Because the guest speakers didn't even want to spend the time they were supposed to teach because they wanted to go on the excursions. But so I felt it was too much of a contradictory pull, and I wasn't getting my money's worth for the conference that I was paying for the speakers. And when the food wasn't nearly as nice as when you go on a really good cruise line, the food is plentiful, but not the quality of a fine restaurant. But it's plentiful, lots of food. But so one of the excursions I went on was really fun. And a year before, I might have told this before, a year before someone my age had gone on a zip line all the way down, like 200 feet. And I thought, you gotta be crazy to spend that much money to risk your life. I would never do that. So here I was a year later looking at the excursions, and it sounded challenging and exciting and adventurous. I said, God, you must have changed my heart. There's a scripture that says, God is at work within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I said, so you changed my whole desire and attitude. And so I signed up to go on it. The day before, I thought, what if I freeze? I'll have all these people in front and in back, and I freeze, and they'll be mad. And I spent all that money for nothing. And then it was like the Lord was talking to me in my heart. You've done many courageous things for me when you worked at the prison, and you saw the results, and it gave you courage and inspiration and motivation to do the next thing I ask you to do. So it'll be fine. So I went. And I remembered before I went that I took diving class with my kids when they were this little. And they signed up, I signed them up, and I said to the instructor, you should have a diving class for children, for adults. He says, oh, come along, you can come with the kids. And so I was happy, and I did. What he didn't tell me, that here I am with these little kids standing in line doing calisthenics with parents watching. And I'm glad I had a good figure then. But so my daughter and son disowned me. They went far away from Big Mommy in this line doing calisthenics. And then these kids are fearless. They're doing backward flips, airplane dives, and I'm still trying to master the plane front dive. And my daughter said, Mom, you know the lady that brings the magazines? Do you know why she brings them? Well, to read while she's waiting. No, she brings them to hide her face when she's laughing after you do your dives. I said, oh, thanks. I could have. So then to graduate, we had to go do a high dive. And I'm not kidding you, it looked like a gangplank. I was terrified. I knew how much dives hurt off the low dive if you do it wrong. I could do good dives off the edge, but something about that little bounce just threw me all off. And if you go too far and your legs go that way, it really hurts your back. And if you do a wrong dive, you got red all over and black and blue. And I thought, if it's that bad on a low dive, can you imagine how horrendous it would hurt from a high dive? And I was so scared, this thing looked so narrow, I thought, what if I go crooked and I fall off before I'm ready? And so I was really concentrating so hard because I didn't want to get hurt. I did my one and only perfect dive. The splash was so small, and I didn't get hurt at all, but I would never do it again. So I'm thinking about this when I'm getting ready to do these zip line, and it was going to be 13 jumps from 13 platforms, 200 feet above the jungle floor, the rainforest. So what I was supposed to do, and I did it. There's 13 jumps, and before every jump, in my heart, I felt like I was gonna go. So the first jump, liberty in Jesus! And then the next jump, freedom in the spirit! And the next jump, freedom from fear, freedom from rejection, freedom from whatever. And I did 13 of them, and I felt really free. And then, so I was doing it over this land and over myself and over whoever wanted to receive it. So then I had a lot of fun on that trip, but except I felt like I didn't get that much out of the conference. So the next trip was a kind of a missionary trip, and that was really fun. And then the fourth one I just came back from, and I couldn't afford it to go, except we got it for one quarter of the price. And this was my first ever five-star luxury line. It was amazing. There's 388 passengers, and the food was gourmet, just superb. And usually cruise ships, it's a real tiny bathroom. This ship had a full bathtub, big shower as big as this platform, almost about to there, here. And then a double sink and a counter. And the bedroom was king size with two nightstands and a vanity. And they were only suites on this ship. So the sitting room was a couch, two chairs, a desk, and a table. And I thought the window would be this small porthole. It was a huge picture window. And I had the lowest price suite, but then I wouldn't have been able to afford it, except it was one quarter off. And then usually, I mean, with the full price, you get your flight included. But because I was able to go on a cancellation, I had to do my own flight. But I got to do it for free with my 76 miles. So I got the free flight, But I was going to have a 16-hour layover, which extended into 22 hours in the Phoenix airport. They lost my luggage three times. They finally, the first time they lost it, they delivered it to me the first night, so I didn't miss out on the clothes or anything. And then next time they lost it was in the middle, but they found it. Then the last time they delivered it to me 3 days after I got home, and it was ripped. So they sent it to Houston, and I just found out that the frame was broken, so they didn't give me a brand new expensive suitcase to replace my really nice one, which I loved, only it won't match my other piece now. But it was good because my luggage was 8 years old and this one's going to be brand new. But let's see. The full disclosure was that when I went on this cruise, we went on tours because I don't know the area and I'm directionally challenged. So I go with other people. And the tour guide goes so fast, but he's strolling. But when you're under 5 feet and you're my age and everybody's younger and taller, I felt like a chihuahua trying to keep up with Great Danes. I really did. And I was going as fast as I could. They're all strolling. I couldn't even take pictures because if I did, they'd be way far away. And I didn't want to get lost. But it was a beautiful trip. I made lots of friends. I led some to the Lord. And it was really great. But I've come to the realization that I have to admit to myself, and the full disclosure is, the other trip, I was 36. This trip, I'm going to be 82 in January. And I'm not as young as I used to be.